Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you paid careful attention to the number of times the New Testament uses words like keep, abide, and do? Please listen to these examples. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. John 8:51. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John 15:5. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. John 15:14. It is significant that all of these verses come from the very lips of the Son of God. The tenses of the verbs keep, abide, and do in these verses are present active indicative and involve continuous action. We must continually keep the Lord's sayings, continually abide in Him, and continually do whatsoever He commands us to do. If this conclusion is legitimate, then salvation is not by grace alone. The Apostle John writes, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, and keeps not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 John 2, 3 and 4. The tense of the verb keep in both of these verses is present active indicative, and means keep on keeping God's commandments. Please listen carefully to the verse I shall be examining with you today. But whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. 1 John 2, 5. I know there is a danger of my sounding like a broken record, but how can we ignore the meaning and the tense of the verb keep? The word keep means to guard, to preserve, to watch over. The tense of the verb demands that we keep on keeping or guarding His word. There is never a time when we can neglect to observe the teaching of God's inspired word. If we fail to follow the teaching of Scripture, we bring the curses of God on our heads. On the positive side, when we keep His word, the love of God is perfected in us. Keeping or guarding God's word means more than defending it against atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers, although Christians have an obligation to do that. 1 Peter 3:15. Keeping God's word means that we seek to know exactly what God wants us to do, and then do it with all our might. For the alien sinner, keeping God's word involves believing in Christ as the Son of God, turning away from sin, confessing Him before men, and being baptized in the name of Christ for the remission of sins. For Christians, keeping God's word means growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being faithful in attendance at all the services of the local congregation, giving of our means as God has prospered us, and observing other duties God has placed on His children. When we keep His word, the love of God is perfected in us. The expression the love of God means our love for God, not His love for us. The word perfected does not mean we have achieved perfection, that we can now live entirely without sin. Two comments on the word perfected are in order. The word never means sinless or flawless. That truth ought to be obvious from what John wrote in the very first chapter of this beautiful letter. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. The word always involves reaching the goal. The tense of the verb is perfect passive indicative, so the verb should be rendered stands completed. Our love for God stands completed when we obey the word of Almighty God. If we do not obey His word, does the love of God stand completed in us? Does not take a logician or a Bible scholar to be able to answer that question. If you have not obeyed the gospel, will you not obey Him today? Thank you, and may God bless you.